Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the Town Planning Commission meeting. This is Wednesday, January 18th, 2023, 7 p.m. Wasatch County Services Building, Conference Room B, 55 South, 500 East in Heber City. Okay, the first item on the agenda are public comments. Do we have anyone that has comments?
Dang it.
Okay, we'll move to number two, which is request for public hearing for a possible zone change for the, it's the property on 3000 South and 189 Triangle Shape.
Across from the transfer station.
Yeah, so it's...
To staff their own place. That's how we do it around here.
The what old place?
To staff their own. Sean's.
Sean, did I?
Related.
So, I think all we really need to do tonight is schedule a public hearing for that. So...
Next month?
Yeah.
Do you need a motion for that hearing?
Yeah.
I'll make that motion that we...
Okay, before, can I ask, so are we making a motion to change it to commercial, to change it to commercial? I mean, I need to know.
It's from R5.
It's...
To commercial.
I said it's commercial and industrial.
Okay, so that's what,
You guys got an application in there, don't you?
Yeah, so...
So, if you have that application, I don't know that we need to be that specific in this meeting.
I didn't give, I didn't put the application in here. No, that's Chick's.
That's for a barn or a garage.
I knew that.
So would the public hearing just be for a zone change generic right now?
That's what I...
Yes.
Because I'll need to know that for the notice.
But, you know, they'll probably, may or may want to discuss with us. But that's probably best done at the public hearing, especially where we have three commissioners out tonight.
Okay, so just zone change generic?
And reworking things.
Okay, go ahead, make your motion then. I just wanted to make sure I got it correctly.
Got all that?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't listening.
I'll stop talking.
Go ahead, Gary.
I'll make a motion that we hold a public hearing at our monthly meeting in February for a possible zone change for the Ellis subdivision parcels as listed here on the agenda.
Okay, have a motion?
Second.
Okay, any discussion? I'll call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Bangeter, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes. Okay, we said we really didn't want to do a lot of discussion, but also I'd like to let the commissioners ask any questions, or I mean, not really questions, but say what things are you going to want to see next month, you know, as we have the public hearing that would help make the decision.
Is that who's here?
Yeah.
You want to introduce yourselves?
Dave Rennells, Dan Ford, and we're the applicants, so.
Okay.
And it would be nice if you did have any specific questions that we could address next month. We'd be happy to bring answers to.
Can you give us a brief what your plans are, assuming the changes happen?
So it's a little bit in flux, but we should have a plan submitted by the end of this month, so we have plenty of time to review it. It's going to be pretty close to what was approved previously. I don't know if you even know what that was.
It was a gas station and storage units.
Right.
There's a little flex space.
Primarily flex space. Flex space for the most part.
We've got flex space along 3000 and some retail along 189 with some drive-throughs. And we left the storage and the gas station on the bookends. So we on our application, and again, we're working through some questions and working with staff to kind of clean this up. We have like commercial on the corner and along 89, which would allow for drive-throughs. And then along 3000, we've asked for some industrial that will do more of a flex space in the warehouse, the storage stuff.
But, and the entrance would be on 3000?
there'd be multiple interests on 3000. One of the things we talked about with the council, and this is something we'll need to talk a little bit further, right now on 189, we're trying to negotiate an access point with UDOT to do a right-in, right-out. According to the limited, it's a limited access highway that allows for an access every 1,000 feet for 960 feet. And in my experience, if we can have members, either a mayor or even some city council members, reach out to UDOT and say, this is important to our city and for traffic flow to push traffic back onto 189. I generally had a good experience with UDOT when a city says, hey, can you grant an exception, especially considering we're 60 feet off of what, a 1,000-foot barrier. And so there's some things like that that we want to work through and talk
about. They've already set precedence at the hub intersection. Because they put entrances.
How far off is that?
Not much, but it wasn't the specified distance that they wanted. But money can buy anything. And they got their entrance to Walmart.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So I can tell you that when this came up, a couple of years ago, I think the biggest concerns that this committee had was, and the residents, was, is it going to put a lot more traffic on 3000 South? So one of the things you might want to address next time is how you're going to encourage people, if they have to come in from 3000, is there some way you can encourage them to get back out to 189?
That's great. We've heard some of those comments, so we hope that the plan will address those adequately. Okay.
And that's one of the changes we were looking at, making a change to revise, make it a little bit more clear what we're trying to do.
Any other questions for us?
Here's the other thing too, is we've submitted our phone numbers. If you have any questions, comments, feel free to reach out. We talk to Eric regularly, and Amelia.
Because he's your closest neighbor.
He's our closest neighbor. But Amelia is the most responsive person I've ever worked with. She, like, you send an email, it's back. So even at 3 in the morning.
I'm joking.
Wow.
Don't set that precedent.
A little bit of automation does wonders.
Thank you for emailing me. I can't get back to you until next Friday.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Okay, item three is Blake Allen's business concept that's continued, and Pearson's not here tonight, so we'll just continue that again.
I don't believe he submitted, he hasn't submitted anything to me. Has he submitted anything to either of you? Okay.
So I guess it just stays on the agenda until we...
Can I ask you a question or something? When he said he was when he suggested he might annex into Heber City, it's not that easy to annex from one city to the next. And he said it was pretty easy, and you've got to prove that it's, anyway. I just
annexing is easy, de-annexing is not.
Right, right.
So but
I just had to swallow real hard.
But based on airport maps I've seen, Heber City probably won't buy it from.
It's probably why he's buying it. Eric, this is what happens when you get old.
Oh, I think you already answered that. You said money can buy anything.
Yeah. Can we do a conditional use while we're changing the plan for him?
Well, you'd have to change the code, because
the code, I mean, not the plan.
Code. You'd have to change the code, and I don't know that
that's feasible.
Well, I don't know that the residents are going to come out in droves. They don't want a bunch of storage of RVs. That's not what they want their town to do. So,
okay.
I think we get a ton of complaints on that very thing, and
which I think we have an opportunity before we make a zone change to bring something into compliance before the zone is changed, because it's not allowed in any of the zones.
Yeah.
So we may want to take advantage of that as this zone change comes in.
Yeah. And then we have talked to Harry about that down there. But and the same thing with Blake's. I mean, we've met with people at TO that are looking to buy Blake's. I mean, he's actively trying to sell it. guys are coming in and they want to do all this stuff, and it's just like, and then there's Blake saying he wants to do this, so.
Better.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, he may have totally changed plans by now. We don't know, so we'll wait till he comes back.
Okay.
Yeah, we just asked him to change some things and bring you back a business plan. None of that has been submitted yet, so.
Fair enough.
Okay, number four. We'll ask Kim to pronounce the name for us one more time.
Polvorde.
Okay. You've seen the plans here. We need to set a public hearing.
Is she the next door neighbor?
Yeah, it's where Carol Bates lives now.
Oh, okay. So across the street. So they buy the property?
Yeah.
He's purchased another property, and he's also reaching out to Heather West and Scout, just so you know.
I remember that one. What's the other one he bought?
I don't know, but it's right along. I mean, he's trying to, I think he's trying to piece together enough land that he could.
The Weston Scout one would help. It's so detached.
No, it's not.
Isn't that the one on 3000?
Yeah, but if you look at the lot.
Let's see. Does it go that direction?
Yes, it's that lane on the east side of my old house.
It's one of those odd things where the county required 200 feet of frontage at the time, and that's how that lot was made.
Look at that, wow.
Because it wasn't. This plus this added equal 200.
Oh my goodness. And Weston Scow is here or here?
It's here. This is Kipson's house there.
Okay, so that's the Weston Scow. It's the one.
Does that one have any bearing on what you have in front of you for application?
It's not. I just wanted, so if something changes, just so.
But because it's more than 1,500 square feet, a lot more than 1,500 square feet, we have to have a public hearing.
So.
I guess I'd accept a motion for the public hearing, and then I think there's some things that need to be discussed on the plans. So.
It's your turn.
About it, so.
I'll make the motion we have a public hearing on this guy that Kim can pronounce and we can. Polvorde. Property.
Okay, do we have a second?
A second.
Okay, can we, will you specify the date for that, Kip?
Next meeting, okay. Which is the third Wednesday of each month. I don't know what day.
February.
February.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yeah. No discussion. He was yelling to me.
Okay. Call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Banker, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wade, yes.
How big is this?
It's big.
13,000 square feet.
How big?
13,000. So 1,000 square feet on the
bottom. So it's going to be more than a barn.
One of the things that I noticed too is the driveway going down where the irrigation canal is. So that's something that needs to be brought up as they're working with the plans either.
That's an active canal?
It gets used occasionally. It's been probably 4 years since there was any water in it. But it's
not an abandoned one.
Yeah, we'll have some water this year.
I'm guessing yes. They've used it in the past to take a little bit out of Daniels Creek to
help with the flooding.
Yeah.
In that direction.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And as far as I know, company has not abandoned it, but that's something he could find out. But otherwise I don't think we can approve it with the driveway down on top of the canal. Also, we do not know where the irrigation lines are, and so that they would also
I can tell you out. I can tell you on part of it on the west side behind my old house. They ran right along the fence right there.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that's where that's where he got his water for this piece, but
yeah.
I'm not sure where the water was for this one.
They run right along here, but after it gets to the corner, I don't know where it goes.
Yeah.
The canal's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Comes down and then it goes down between my
place of mics and also goes down.
I broke a couple risers.
Yeah, it's about right there.
And the irrigation company has to put water in the ditches in the spring to meet their replenishment requirements for the shares that are used for wells. And so it's used for that, and there's, you know, over the years, it's kind of off and on depending on how much water there is, like everything else. But yeah, I don't know, because you've got Jack Rose's place over here, and I don't know whether the irrigation line goes down here, does it go down here, does it come through the middle here?
Jack's goes right along his east fence.
Isn't Grace's house right here somewhere?
Yes. Yes, but Jack's goes along the east fence here, so I don't know how it gets from here to over there, or if there's another line that feeds it.
Yeah, I think it's worth finding out before we build a quarter acre building on top of it.
This is all Daniel irrigation.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a big barn.
But if they have lines, they'll have easements as well, correct?
Probably not official easements, so they won't show up on the deed, but Utah laws give them a prescriptive easement.
Because it's there.
Yeah.
So is that something we can, I mean, not say?
Irrigation lines are special in ditches.
So if we wanted, could we say it's, if everything else checked out, we approve that subject to him working through that with Daniel Irrigation Company, or is there more concern than that?
I'm thinking they need to work that through with Daniel Irrigation before we approve it. Would be my thought. I mean, we could have a public hearing, but I guess you'd have conditions that they would have to move the line if it goes underneath the barn. They'll have to move the driveway.
Yeah, if it's over their canal and the ditch there, yeah.
Because there's a, if it's prescriptive easement, it's 10 feet wide.
Okay.
So those are the only two things I noticed on it. There's also a kitchen on the second floor, which we'll have to deal with. So just some things to think about.
But no apartment right now?
Who's got, so there's a bathroom.
Bathroom and
on the first floor.
Yeah.
And then bathroom upstairs. Okay. Half bath down, I think, and then full bath upstairs. Full kitchen.
Good place to hold weddings, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who knows?
How close is that to the old hotel place?
It's
right across the ditch.
It's not that far.
No.
That's through Jack's yard.
Isn't Smith's in between them?
Yes.
Smith's is.
Well, no,
it's not
no,
too far.
No, because
Smith's go that far back.
Part of Jack's. Butts up against.
Goes west.
I didn't think Carol's was that deep.
Maybe. Smith's comes back to Jack's drive, to his
house.
Garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goes across. I'm not sure if Carol's starts right there and comes back.
It's part of what I'd like to see before
or it's
we make
Grace is one of the two
decisions
sure.
Is where are the other property lines? Where's Grace's house?
One of the maps.
And Jack's.
And Jack's. And I got a map.
I'll get it.
Yeah.
But
you got a laptop, so you can try and pull it up.
It's on the internet.
No, but well, he doesn't have it.
We should be waiting until we actually have a public hearing or talk about it. Yeah.
Well, I think we can talk about it.
Okay. It is on the agenda, so.
Because there are things that Amelia can bring up with them or Eric when they're talking.
Where do you want it at?
Just anywhere.
Here. There. This is the zoning map with parcel.
Show where the houses are, but
here's Smith's, here's yeah. Jack's, so it does
a little bit
about Jack's.
And that's where the barn's going to be.
Yeah, and so if Jack's irrigation is right here, does it come under the barn? And I don't know where the risers are on this property. I know there's one right here, like you talked about, because I cut that for Keith one time and he left his pipes out, so I know that.
Well, the shutoff's right there too for my property. My own property, but I don't know
I know Jack's, I think, come down through Ellis's.
Could.
Yeah, I think it does, because right here in the corner of Jack's property, when I ran it, there were a bunch of valves and stuff, so.
Is this Grace right here?
Yes.
So the question is, though, as it comes down to Jack's, does this go down into here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or does it go across, or does it come from here? I'm guessing it comes from here.
I'll bet you it comes straight down. But only the irrigation company knows.
If they know.
Amen.
But anyway.
Does your board probably know?
And more likely it will be Doug, because he's got a map that he's been working on over the years, yeah. I know he's done a lot of work on it.
You guys have to call him, we do not talk irrigation at home.
Keep the peace, huh?
He has a rabbit.
It's compartmentalized.
So, I'm not sure we have to call him either, we just need to.
Well, we can require that on the site plan with the site plan provisions.
Yeah.
We can require him to show those lines on his site plan, so we'll do that with, because there were some other things that there were some other questions I had on this parcel, because it wasn't complete, and that list is, I sent to Amelia. There was quite a few things on there that isn't on there, the foundation plan's not there, electrical plan.
There's really no site plan, I mean.
He's gonna have to put in the septic tank.
Well, these have gotta pass the health department, so.
Yeah, and he's already got one on the property.
Yeah, so I think he's been talking to Val, though.
Val?
Ellis?
Paulson.
Paulson. Who just did that, put a bathroom in his, so.
Yeah, he put in, had to put in a new septic tank, but a shared field drain.
So I think they're working through that with the health department, but.
So how big's his parcel? It's not 10?
Eight acres, I believe.
So you can, you're separate, okay.
So what other piece could he buy, because we've got Weston Scales. Which is right there.
Yeah, that little square right there.
So the one right behind Weston Scales, I believe that's the house he's looking at, we're just seeing.
Oh, okay, but it's already built on, so.
Yeah.
Carrera's right there, right?
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for that. You didn't see anything, Richard, since we hopped it on this end?
He's got it on his computer.
Looking at it.
All right.
He's got it.
I can't see anyway.
So we'll try to.
I gotta get it really close.
We'll try and get those on the site plan so that we can address those. And it is a conditional use, so if that's something you want, an irrigation letter, it's a conditional use. You put those conditions on and they get a letter from the irrigation company.
Clearing where they're putting.
And have their permission, so.
Yeah, I'd be a little interested if they abandoned that, well, but.
I don't care.
I don't know, I know there was Fennell property, they had that ditch open, and they let him bury it. And they said, well, we're not ever gonna use that ditch again. So the water line from Twin Creeks now is where the ditch was. It's filled in.
So is this an expansion of an existing barn?
No, it's not.
Or it's a new build?
It is a new build.
Okay, so I need.
I saw that on your plan.
Okay, so I'll put, I need to make sure I put that in the letter.
And it's more a garage than a barn, from what he said the use is.
Okay.
Where did he say the use is?
Stored his cars.
I don't wanna meet this guy.
Sure you would?
Yep.
So, I mean, so far he hasn't said animals or anything, so that, when you're looking at where the other houses are, the setbacks will be just a normal setback for an accessory structure, based on no animal enhancement of 100 feet on or off-site.
How tall is it?
The other question.
Is it above our max?
It's I don't know, it's not on his plan. So it's got a 412 pitch, if I remember, it had a 412 pitch with no elevations on it.
Guess, just for fun?
We could.
That's so big, it's got to be pretty tall.
I think that's why I went with a 412 pitch, just said the same thing Val did. Val had a 512 pitch and he's too tall, so he lowered that to 412.
Yeah, but it's 10 on the side. And then probably...
It's got to be a 12-foot door. 14 yeah. foot, 12 or 14.
16 so feet. 16 feet. And if you're going 50 foot run.
Just going to make them tell us.
I have engineers for that.
I only do math when I have to.
Yeah, every day.
Computer does it.
15 run, that would be 16 feet. Plus about, like, what did I say, 18?
Yeah,
he's probably about 35.
I just caught her.
None of my business.
Well, the sign wasn't what I wanted.
Yeah. Picture of the table's phone.
It's Kip's contact, and now I'm gonna look what I'm gonna
do. Well, my phone's a lot worse than that one. Just went out. Twins.
Just went out for a good time, though.
Did you run over it again?
No, but I cracked the screen.
Twins.
Okay. We ready to move on?
Yes.
Number item five is business licenses, which is also continued. So. We'll move on to the planner report, which is in your pack.
There it is. Okay. It's your formal presentation.
Hey, this month we issued a CO.
Yeah. Good job.
That's what we like, a finished product.
Okay,
so we're like 2 years later or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a long time.
Is that Brad's?
Yeah, Brad.
I know they just moved in, so.
That was the plan, right?
The day before Christmas?
Yep, I saw him.
Day before Christmas.
Well.
It was a rush CO.
Been there, done that.
Gave him a Christmas present, huh?
I don't know if that was a Christmas present, but.
Definitely not. RC really still showing up. I saw him today, so they're still not moved in.
At least they're doing the heavy lifting.
So, any questions on any of these? Caden Richens was the same thing when we got his plan. Remember, it didn't have a height on it either. And that's what I said, man. I don't know who drew your house, but they didn't give you any elevations. Like, what? It's gonna be hard to build if they don't tell you how tall it is. We did get some complaints on the road cut, but it's been fixed. They've been back out putting cold patch in
there. Patch.
Trying to keep it up until we can get to the thing, so.
Any color on any of the complaint items?
Nothing.
Just face value what they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that happens to be on Caden Richards. His dumpster for the build.
Oh, really?
In the front yard, and they don't think
they don't like that.
They can't see down the road as their claim.
Cool.
I think he put it out there because I was issuing a stop and assist order. No bathroom and no dumpster, so.
Yeah, he threw something out there.
So he's thinking you were near sighted or something?
Yeah, put it right out there where I can see it.
Who's in the house next to Bridges? It's under construction.
Bassett. That's called Bassett.
And they just barely got a permit.
No, they've had a permit issued for a while.
They've been building for a long time. So.
In fact, I don't know if you guys didn't hear the mayor in the council meeting, but
no. They
put the roof on and then they took it off. And that was a rumor going around that the mayor's not by and made him tear the roof off. So, Scott's called me. He says, what did you hear? I said, I don't know, but that'd be something.
Could be that way. I played basketball with him. I know.
That was a rumor. The mayor saw by way and tear the roof off. That was a pretty good rumor.
Okay. Any other questions for Eric? All right, there was no engineer report, so we let Dylan stay home tonight. We weren't so kind to Amelia, but. She's here.
She has all the answers?
Yep.
I will add under that, though, as of January 1st, despite my shirt, we are operating as Ardura now. Fully.
What's that mean?
Actually, that is not true, because I had to cut the check to TO, just so you know.
Yeah.
That was probably for last year, right?
That was probably for December.
Yeah, I just moved it. So Ardura?
Probably only need till next January.
Yep. It's okay, sometimes I still answer the phone as GDA, so.
They rush you in caffeine immediately.
Yeah, pretty much.
If it works, why not?
Yeah.
Play department, GDA.
Yeah. I'll call TO on that one.
That's something that TO did. I'll have to consult them. Okay, number seven, has everyone had a chance to read the minutes?
Yes.
It's eight, actually eight.
And I have about.
Report first. We did seven. There is no engineer report today. So eight, approval of the minutes.
I have about 10 changes.
Okay.
My last name's spelled wrong.
I need to know how to spell it. Is it, okay, spell your name.
Isn't it Bang Gutter?
Bang, oh, so is that correct?
Yes.
So two E's, one A.
Yeah, no A. Yeah, B-A-N-G.
He has to look.
But there is an A in there.
E-R-T-E-R.
I will change all that.
You're fine.
No, it needs to be changed.
Is that all 10, or is that just number one? That's all 10. Because it's about 10.
He's prominent in here.
He was just looking for the things that he was getting to.
No, I really thought I'd sit down and read it. I read the, and I went,
At least I consistently misspelled your name.
Bridger impressed me last time with his misspelling, so.
So after you had to check the spelling on your name tag, do we need to count again?
That's what's funny.
To see if it's really 10?
No.
Okay.
That's an easy fix. That's a find and replace.
It's spell check.
Okay. Are there any other changes that anyone found?
No.
Nope.
Okay, do we have a motion?
So many.
How much should we approve the minutes for December 21st with the changes as outlined by Commissioner Bangeter?
Second. Can I second if you use my name?
Okay.
Yes, you
can abstain. I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
I would never.
I'm just not allowed to abstain here.
Any discussion? Okay, I'll call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Bangeter, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wade, yes. Okay. We have this general plan thing hanging out there.
Yeah.
And I think, my opinion, the best thing to do is to continue with the general plan as it now is, readopt it, and then keep working on it. We are supposed to readopt, so we need to do that, but that doesn't stop us from making changes anytime. I mean, it's the same process. Whether we readopted this one or not. So this way we're at least following the law. This is still the general plan that's in effect until we change it. So that is my thoughts on this.
I don't know what else we can do.
I agree. My only thought, I guess, would be is that let's get after getting the planning around it and get the thoughts on it. And so I think you mentioned we have this room earlier every month.
It's beginning at 5 o'clock every month.
So, I would like to suggest that maybe even next month, let's come earlier and start getting that in. And I know we don't want to make these longer than they need to be, but otherwise, we went through a year and I'm not sure that we got a lot of planning.
I agree, although I think we're going to be in 11 o'clock meeting next month. Very easily could be.
You might be with the two.
You'll have two public hearings.
Two public hearings.
So maybe start the month after.
Do you want to do March?
Whatever you think. I mean, I don't want to be here either that long, but I also, we've spent a year that I've been a part of this, and we had, I think, one hour worth of, you know, kind of serious planning, looking at some maps after one of the meetings is all we got through. So, I mean, I
didn't put it in your packets, but we did get a letter from the, what is the title, the state engineer for the water?
Yeah, which, state water engineer.
Yes, about the adjudication. However, the attorney that we have looking over it has sent back a letter, so it's still in flux, but maybe by March we'd have a better idea of.
They're still going through, and the engineers are making, the state engineer is making recommendations. And so once those recommendations come, then you can either appeal the recommendation or else they're going to adopt that recommendation. So.
But then for your plan, you'll know how much water you have.
We have.
So that probably
did we ever hear back? Because I thought we were turning in some water shares to see how much they were going to give us credit for all of those.
Yeah, so it's still at the state engineer's office.
That's still pending as well.
But this is kind of a paper water issue.
Yeah, we need to think about
wet water as far as what we have. I mean, you have to have the paper water to connect, but, you know, we're getting irrigation shares for each connection, which cover the paper water. But the question is, how much wet water do we have, and how many connections could we support?
Sure.
So I think that's kind of where we need to be. But no, I don't disagree. And maybe what, I don't know, can you, Kim, find out what the availability of this room is at night? And maybe we can plan a meeting for March or late February?
On a different night?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, we'll have to discuss it when we have everyone here. So I would say,
well, I think it's okay for us to send a group email around about like a list of possible dates, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
and then we just have to notice it.
Because
okay.
It's outside of a normal meeting.
Okay, I can get with them tomorrow and find out what dates are available. Do we want it like at 6, at 7? What are you looking at? Are there?
So how many guys you got working? 5 o'clock is pretty hard to hit.
Yeah.
Well, I would say,
not for you, huh?
I'm 5 minutes from my office, so.
So, okay, we'll do an April 14th.
I get off at 3.
No problem, right?
So look at like maybe Tuesdays and Thursdays, or Mondays that aren't a council Monday?
Yeah, and probably sometime after the next meeting in February.
Okay. I'll see what dates there are and send out, what, 5 or 6, and everybody can
sure.
Check their availability.
Yeah,
does that sound good? Okay.
Yeah.
For 6 o'clock?
I'd rather start.
I think Byron has issues getting here earlier than 7. Because he's got his, I think his office stays open till 6.
Who's that?
Byron Warner.
If we're doing it aside from this meeting, then 7 I think is fine.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to bump, I mean, if the room's free, we're not going to bump up into any other meetings, so.
Right.
Okay.
Just when do I fall asleep?
Okay.
I'll second that. They got mints.
That's what they get.
There's a way.
Buy some mints. Put 2 or 3 bowls of mints across here, will you?
Sure.
Would you like a Mamba? That help?
You promise not to throw?
Okay. I can't promise that.
So do you want me to look just in March, or do you want me to look like late February and March?
Late February,
early March?
Early March.
Like the 14th of February is always open.
Yeah.
Oh, you're funny, aren't you?
There are days that it's safer not to be home.
I recommend you don't pick that date.
Especially with Eric's wife.
Hey, she'd rather
sure
have some
minutes, please.
As long as the Amazon truck gets there.
There we go.
Right. We're still gathering time.
Okay, so do we need a motion to
yes,
approve it or to recommend approval to the town council.
The council doesn't approve, or does the council approve the general plan? Yeah, okay. So, yeah, let's make a motion to...
To recommend it to the town council, re-adoption.
Re-adopt the general plan for the time being.
I will make a motion, if you're taking them.
Yeah.
I will make a motion that we recommend to the town council that we re-adopt the general plan as so written.
I'll second that. Doesn't make us take the roll.
Okay. Call for the vote?
Wild, yes.
Binger, yes.
Yes.
Wait, yes. Okay, we're to item 10. Do you have a motion for that one?
I make the motion that we adjourn.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Call for the vote? Bridger?
Wild, yes.
Binger, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes.
I think that's a record for me.
I think 41.